welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of June 16.
Yes.
I always forget that adjective.
You should have opened this before we started, huh?
Welcome. Yeah. No one probably gets past the first minute of this because it's always horrible.
It keeps it interesting.
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of June 16th, 2008. Sort of the Metal Gear. You think the green tea tastes kind of weird,
too? It does taste weird. This isn't diet. No, it is diet. I don't know.
I'm about to say. Well, I mean...
Whatever.
You know. Worst case scenario, we get some food poisoning, we sue them for a lot of money.
It tastes like grapes.
Don't say that. Don't say something that will make me, like, yuck.
Okay, sorry.
So, you know, this will be... You know, I've been playing a lot of Metal Gear Solid 4.
I've been playing a lot of Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yes, because you never have before. Because I always told you to, and you never would, until the day Metal Gear Solid 4 comes out. Then you're like, maybe now I'll play Metal Gear. Because I know what it is, because you're seeing that Metal Gear Solid 4 footage. You're like, ooh, that looks pretty good.
I didn't see that footage for a year and a half.
Yeah, did you have a nice big bowl of your words that morning for breakfast?
Yes, we'll get to that later, don't worry.
Oh my god.
I'm going to eat some crow, relax.
I wish I was playing Metal Gear Solid 4 right now.
I do too, I want to play it, I haven't played it yet.
Well, yeah, I'm beating it tonight. Okay. That's my promise. So we're going to do kind of our new format, since we kind of replaced the best ever. We're starting off with news. We got MPD numbers and a lot of rumors, including the possible return of the Blue Bomber.
Oh, yes. I didn't note that, but I figured you'd talk about it.
Yeah. You figured that you forget, and then you would say, I figured you would just bring it up.
I looked at it. I don't know. I just didn't feel like copying and pasting.
That's like the biggest news item this week, I think. Well, next to MPDs. MPDs. So we got news. That would be interesting. Maybe. Maybe it'll be boring, and you'll turn it off and hate us and never come back. And then we're going to go on to the Great American Age Guy Gaming Quiz.
Woo!
Age Guy, last week you got, what, one question right? Or zero?
Two.
I don't think you got two.
One.
You definitely did not get two.
I got one, at least.
All right. That'll be next.
Is the challenge still standing then? If I can get all five,
there's a new
switches?
Stipulation.
Okay.
The stipulation is if you get 5 points, and there are five questions there in the bonus question, if you get 5 points, the next week it'll switch over to the Great American Mike Zors or whatever gaming quiz.
Okay.
And then you will be asking me questions.
Until you get five.
Yes.
I enjoy this.
You won't be getting five.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying. It's not like I always like throw one in there. I know you won't get, so I can keep asking you questions.
Right. No, you're very fair. I trust you.
Yes. All right. And then after that, we're going to talk about our week in gaming, Metal Gear, all over the place.
Yep.
And some other interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
Some surprises. Some old school stuff and other things. Then we're going to talk about the weekly game releases. Talk about portable stuff first and the normal game releases.
Downloadable stuff.
Downloadable. What'd I say?
Portable.
Portable.
A little different.
That makes no sense. Downloadable. Like, you know, PSN and Xbox Live. You keep drinking your green tea and making weird faces.
I'm thirsty.
Well, yeah, me too. We might have some root beer. You want to get some root beers?
Nah, I'm all right.
Okay. Then, this is like the worst intro to the show ever.
It's taking a while. 4-1 and 4-1-1.
Which features me this week, because
yeah.
Derek Robbins was stepped out, and he asked me to cover for him. And so we'll get to that. And then we're going to go to the mail barrel.
We're out.
That's it. Then I go play Metal Gear Solid 4.
All right.
Okay, start the news. What do you got for MPDs?
All right, so.
Oh, my God, this is shocking.
Yeah, big surprise that we won again. 675.1,000 down 39.1,000 from last month. Although I'm still sure they sold out completely.
Probably.
Yeah, with Wii Fit coming out. The DS saw an increase in sales, 452,600, up 37.8 from last month. The PS3 got a nice bump from GTA, 208,700, up 21,600 units. The PSP dropped a bit, 182,300, down 10,400. The Xbox 360 actually saw a small drop, 186,600, which is 1,400 fewer. So it's interesting that PlayStation seemed to get a nice bump from GTA, but Xbox, I mean, it's a drop, but it's still pretty much the same. Interestingly, NPD has decided to stop reporting the PS2 sales because I guess they consider the system on its way out. Sony was kind enough to let us all know what it sold. According to them, 132,700, up 8.3.
You know, it's still kind of up there.
Yeah.
First off, I can't drink any more of this green tea. It's terrible.
Okay.
I usually love this stuff too. Anyways, okay, these numbers. I mean, nothing surprising. It doesn't say like new improved taste on it or something, does it?
Hey, no, I think it is surprising. I think.
Wait, what surprises you?
What surprise?
Well, the PS3's being the 360.
I expected both of them to see an increase in sales. I'm kind of surprised. Wait,
that's right. Well, then I told you it didn't happen last month, and I told you that was kind of a sign of it. Mm-hmm. I told you console sales are going to happen because of Grand Theft Auto 4. It was going to be within that first weekend period.
Right, you were right.
And yeah, and look at this, and that's kind of a little disturbing that. Maybe for PS3, it moved some systems, but it didn't move 360s,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, weird.
I don't know. It's strange.
You know, Wii Fit, I mean, it's hard to say if it moved Wiis or anything, because Wiis
keep selling out.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are still high. Maybe we can look into some of these questions when we look at software sales.
Yes, let us do that. Well, GTA 4 on the Xbox 360 was the overall bestseller at 871,300. Then came Mario Kart Wii. I'm not going to give the numbers anymore. Wii Fit with the balance board, which I actually will give 687,700 compared to the 675,100 Wiis sold this month. So, yeah, it's a lot. There's shortages, so that's pretty much selling out everywhere.
Yeah.
And fourth was GTA 4 on the PS3. Then Wii Play with remotes.
Wii Play still there.
Smash Brothers Brawl. Iron Man on the PS2.
Those other copies of Iron Man kind of dropped off pretty quickly.
Yeah, but why the PS2 one, I wonder?
Because there are more PS2s out there.
Interesting
than
that they dropped the hardware sales numbers, yeah. But the game's on the top 10. Guitar Hero 3 on the Wii, and then the two Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games. And for the curious, Explorers of Darkness is beating Explorers of Time.
By 5,000.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting to say that Wii Fit is number 3, but it was $90.
Yeah.
So...
Well, then Guitar Hero 3 is number 8, and that's $70.
Right. Guitar Hero is still doing well for itself.
Here's what I almost wonder. With obviously the fantastic sales of Wii Fit and the kind of – we've been seeing more and more games announced that will use the balance board. I almost wonder if the price of the Wii has effectively gone up $90.
No.
Like, I wonder how –
What kind of crazy backwards thinking is that?
What
game is going to require the balance board? That's like saying the 360 is right, no, never mind. Forget about that analogy. No, okay. It's like saying the PS2 was like however much it costs if you bought the hard drive also, because there's some games that required the hard drive.
I'm just saying like more games than I expected to use it are using it.
Like what besides Wii Ski?
Well, there's rumors of a Spider-Man game that's going to use it.
Sure, it'll all be optional. Spider-Man game, there's not going to be a Spider-Man game that's going to require a balance board. No way.
I know. I'm not saying like it's going to be like every game will now require the balance
board. Are you sure? Because you're saying that you're kind of increasing the price of the Wii because it's that essential of a add-on.
Or maybe that's not what I mean.
Okay.
I think it's going to see more use than any add-on peripheral to a console ever has seen.
Well, that's because there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
It's successful.
Okay.
So I don't think it'll be moderate. It won't be as high as you think or crazy. Okay.
Anything else to say about MPDs for you?
Are you surprised that PS3 is gaining ground on the 360?
It is, but it's not like...
It's not significant, but it's been kind of increasing lately.
Yeah, but it needs to gain more ground than this if they're going to ultimately catch up.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
All right, next.
I see that you say Call of Duty 5 World at War, but it's really just Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah, it's Call of Duty 5 developed by Treyarch.
Don't call it Call of Duty 5 because I'm pretty sure that now the next one will be called Call of Duty 5.
You think?
Yeah, well, why else would they? There's two reasons why they're not calling it Call of
Duty. I think they're worried that people have caught on to the fact that like the odd number right. ones are the lesser,
well, plus,
quote-unquote
Call of Duty 4 is still selling really well, so why come out with Call of Duty 5?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about is that they're going to kill off the success of COD 4 by... doing what they've been doing and releasing these too soon. But anyway, it is developed by Treyarch, the guys who did Call of Duty 3. It was going back to World War II in the Pacific campaign. Notably, it will have co-op and vehicles. They said they're actually trying to make almost like a survival horror experience, which kind of worries me. Like, did you hear the supposed opening scene?
No.
You're tied up in a tent, and, you know, Japanese officers have you imprisoned. The guy next to you is being interrogated. The Japanese officer puts his cigarette out in the guy's eye and then slits his throat. And as he's about to do the same to you, a bunch of guys come just in the nick of time to rescue you, and then a daring escape ensues.
Isn't that... first off, spoilers. Second off,
it's the first opening scene. I'm sure we'll all see that trailer a million times. Okay,
that's kind of cool. What? You have a problem with
it? No, I don't have a problem with that. But if they're really trying to make like a survival horror game out of Call of Duty,
I don't think that's any more horrifying than say, you know, getting killed by the nuclear blast in Call of Duty 4.
Which I know about, but I still haven't technically known. So thanks,
AJ. Everyone knows that. Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I'm just beat still Call upset. Duty 4? Well, no, because I was about to, and my Xbox got stolen. Okay, I haven't restarted it yet.
Yeah, right.
I think I have a legitimate excuse.
I don't
think
it's going to be. They're saying survival horror. It's not going to be survival horror.
No, I think they're kind of just using that.
I don't think there aren't any games that are survival horror anymore. No, even really. Resident Evil isn't survival horror.
It really
anymore.
Isn't.
So,
well, there's that Fatal Frame game.
Do they still make those?
Yeah, there's a new one coming up for Wii.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. All right, so here's what's got me pissed off this week. A bunch of PSP games on the PlayStation Store that are you could just download on the PS3 or PC. I actually saw price increases. I have never heard of game price increases ever. And then it's not even like it makes sense. Gangs of London, which was $11.99, I can't imagine that was selling a whole heck of a lot. Well, it's certainly not going to sell anything at $22.99. $11 price increase? Who the hell's going to buy it? You also had Kingdom of Paradise went up $6, Ape Escape on the Loose $6, Hot Shots Golf $5, Wipeout Pure $5, SOCOM $5, Twisted Metal Head On, and Loco Roco went up $1, so that's not as bad.
I mean, I'm sure they have a reason.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what they say to this.
I'm sure the
people try to say, oh, it's the weak U.S. dollar, but the same price increases happened in Canada as well, where the Canadian dollar is actually quite strong.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. Apparently, Core didn't sell enough subscriptions.
Ooh.
Oh, burn.
Core without the U.
Yeah. Core. I don't know. The Burnout Cagney update has been dated July 10th. That's the one that's going to add like Free Burn and Road Rage and Mark Mann to the online play. Seemed like that took a while. I don't see how that was so hard to do.
Right.
I almost feel like that's like come too late.
Yeah, kind of. I'm kind of done with Burnout.
Yeah, I am too. Maybe when the bike patch comes out. Microsoft had a Japanese RPG summit, and that doesn't mean they're JRPGs. It was in Japan. But the games discussed there was Infinite Undiscovery from Square Enix, which is Xbox 360 exclusive and due in September. They announced the new Star Ocean, The Last Hope, which they showed a CG
kind of like
trailer.
A New Hope.
Oh, I get it. And also talk more about The Last Remnant, which
that game looks interesting.
Yeah.
And apparently it's coming out the 360 first now.
Oh, I didn't miss that part.
I think that's what I heard.
Oh.
Fable 2 got shown?
Yeah, they talked more about Fable 2. They've been showing that a lot lately. And Tales of Vesperia, which I spelled wrong there. But
Vesperia.
Which is from Namco Bandai.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Hopefully.
All right. Microsoft, meanwhile, saw some executive shuffling on this side of the pond. Jeff Bell has left the company. Gamers may remember some of Jeff Bell's hijinks, such as his terrible attempt at being street at last year's E3 press conference, and his message board tirade on some poster, I believe it was at NeoGAF. Did you see that one?
No, what'd he do?
Oh, some guy just kind of railed on Jeff Bell for how awful he was at the press conference, and then Jeff Bell actually posted in response. It said, oh yeah, and your contribution to society is...
I remember that.
Yeah, everyone was like, dude, take it easy.
Oh my god, yeah.
So
yeah,
he's gone. replacing him, sort of, is Shane Kim, who's promoted to the new position of Corporate Vice President of Strategy and Business Development for Microsoft. So, good for him. Actually, I think it's the Entertainment Division. And the head of the Microsoft Game Studio role that Shane Kim previously held will be filled by Phil Spencer, who is the current head of Microsoft Game Studios Europe.
I saw MGS for Microsoft Game Studios. I'm like, Melgar's.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. Yes. So, yeah, they haven't announced a successor for Phil Spencer yet, but I like Shane Kim, so we'll see what he does.
Man, this corporate stuff is really exciting.
I know. So if you bought, what's it called now? Wolf of the Battlefield Commando 3, which is one of the worst names ever for a game, on Xbox Live Arcade, you're probably wondering, where's your Street Fighter 2 HD beta? Well, it's starting June 25th. The beta lets you play as Ken in Ryu, or Ryu, depending how you want to say it.
Right, it's Ryu. It's, you should depend to say it right.
Yes.
I'd say right.
And it'll have those two characters on one stage.
All right.
So I'm sure a lot of people bought that game just for that and have fun with that. Meanwhile, I know you hate it, but Guitar Hero World Tour news, we have prices. $180 on next-gen consoles, $170 on last-gen and Wii. The rumor is that there's going to be some kind of touch-sensitive slide thing on the neck of the guitars.
Oh, so you can kind of do like,
yeah,
that'd be interesting.
So yeah, we'll see if that pans out and how that works. They announced a bunch of bands. See, it seems to me like the Guitar Hero franchise is going more of like a heavy metal rock direction, whereas Rock Band is just kind of like
versatile.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like there's a lot of System of a Down and Korn and Foo Fighters and stuff like that I saw on the list. In other music game news, rumors are leaking of a game called Lips, which looks to be Microsoft's answer to SingStar and sounds pretty much exactly like SingStar, except it'll have two wireless microphones.
Exciting.
Yes. Let's move on.
Quickly.
We heard rumors of Microsoft's answer to the Miis coming. They seem to have been leaked from a screenshot from a survey. They're called avatars, little 3D people that will supposedly... I don't believe this. It said it's going to replace gamer pictures, but after they've been selling gamer pictures, I can't see them getting rid of them. I'm sure it'll supplement it.
What would these avatars do exactly?
I don't know.
Okay.
Bungie has revealed their next one of the next Halo maps at the MLG San Diego tournament called Chill Out. It's kind of a remake of a Halo 1 map, but not entirely. So... yeah, you can check that online for the screens and stuff. Spore Creature Creator has been delayed a day. I'm sorry. It's coming out Wednesday instead of Tuesday now. But the demo has leaked early. I downloaded it, but haven't played it yet. But some screenshots are already popping up of people's little monsters on there. Looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
And lastly, we have Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 details. Brilliantly being set during the Civil War that just went on in the Marvel Comics universe.
Kind of, but who are going to be your basic enemies? I'm kind of confused.
Well, they're going to make you pick a side.
Yeah, well, then who are you going to fight?
I don't know.
You know? Like, you can't just fight Captain superheroes America, right? The other time. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure they'll have something. 20-plus characters, and they're going to have some kind of thing where you fuse two characters together to, like, create, like you could have, like, Captain America who could, like, shoot webs or something.
Right. We'll see how they explain that.
Yeah.
Then Mega Man 9.
Yeah, then Mega Man 9.
Which
has been rated by the Australian Rating Board, and
don't believe it's real.
It's supposed that it'll be coming to Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network, and that's fantastic.
I hope so. We'll see. E3 maybe we'll hear something about that.
Yes.
All right. Time for the Great American Edge Guy Gaming Quiz.
All right.
Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Okay. Okay, this is how it goes, everyone. 5 questions and 1 bonus question. You need 5 points. You get a point for every question, and including the bonus question.
Okay.
And again, if you get 5 points, next week you ask me the questions.
Okay.
This is your 4th go at this.
Okay.
Last week you got 1 right. What are you shooting for?
3.
Okay. Question number 1. Meryl, give the people some time at home.
Yes, I'm sure I'll need it myself.
Not counting Liquid Snake. Which two members of Foxhound from the original Metal Gear Solid do you fight twice?
Vulcan Raven.
Yes.
And you said not counting Liquid Snake.
Mm-hmm.
Sniper Wolf.
Right.
Yes!
That's a point. Okay. Question number 2. Springyard Zone, Mystic Cave Zone, Scrap Brain Zone, and Labyrinth Zone. Which of these 4 levels does not appear in the original Sonic the Hedgehog?
Say them again, please.
Springyard Zone, Mystic Cave Zone, Scrap Brain Zone, and Labyrinth Zone.
Scrap Brain Zone?
Sorry, the answer is Mystic Cave Zone.
Dang it!
You can still get that bonus question.
I know.
So you get the rest of these questions right. With these 4 keywords, name the game I'm referencing. Agency. Peacekeepers. Orbs. Beta.
Crackdown.
Got it.
Yay!
Did you get that one like immediately?
Yeah. Agency, I was like thinking, what was the second one you said?
Peacekeepers.
Yeah, I was like, oh, new information from the Peacekeepers.
All right. Explain how you make an Eevee evolve into an Espeon.
You have to get it to a certain happiness threshold, and it has to happen during the daytime.
I'll accept that.
Yes! What do you want?
Well, you have to level it at least once.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Good enough. Okay, question number 5. Get this in the bonus.
Yeah. I got my 3.
You got 3 at least. Not bad, Edge Guy. Name at least 5 of the 8 robot masters from Mega Man 2.
Oh, 2. Metal Man.
Metal Man.
That's the only one I know for sure. Flash Man. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Quick Man.
Yeah.
No, that was three. I always mix up two and three. Gemini Man.
No.
Damn.
You're done. You want me to give you all eight?
Yeah.
I'm going to highlight this real quick to remember myself. Metal Man, Wood Man, Flash Man, Quick Man, Bubble Man, Crash Man, Heat Man, and Air Man.
I talked myself out of Bubble Man.
No, damn. Bubble Man was number two. All right, bonus question. Name at least three of the four parts in The Secret of Monkey Island.
Shit, because you know I knew the two. I thought you wouldn't bring this up again. The Journey Begins. No. Stop. The Three Trials.
You always answer The Journey Begins. Every time you're like, The Journey Begins.
Why do I always think
where
that?
Where the hell does The Journey Begins
I've convinced myself
from?
Of it now.
That's got to be from something.
It is from something. Okay, The Three Trials. Guybrush Kicks Butt. And... Oh no.
This is for four anyways. It's not for
I know.
It's not for ownership of the quiz.
This is just for prestige.
I'm Trixie, I know.
I can't remember.
All right. Under Monkey Island is a part three, and part two is Journey to Monkey Island, I believe.
Son of a bitch.
The journey. Then Under Monkey Island. What did I say? I said Under Monkey Island. Yeah. Damn. You got The Journey Begins.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Oh man. All right, I got my three.
You got three. Better, I guess. The three you got pretty quickly too. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Decent performance from you.
Thank you.
I guess. All right. So.
What should we talk about? I know. Right. Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Metal Gear.
I've been playing Metal Gear Solid 4, and I mean, I don't know if there's really a whole lot I want to say.
Yeah, people are very quick to spoil this game, it seems like, already. Like, right. I was listening to One Up Yours, and they were getting into spoilers. I was like, seriously? The game came out the day before this posted. I had to turn it off. Because they had Ryan Payton on the show.
Right. Okay, let me talk about some basic things.
Okay.
Presentation is fantastic.
Good.
Obviously. And, you know, I think if you don't like cutscenes, if you don't like... You know how cutscene-heavy Metal Gear Solid is. This isn't going to change your mind.
Uh-huh.
There are still a lot of cutscenes. I don't know if they're necessarily worse than before. Like, I don't mean worse, like longer than before. I wouldn't say that. Cinematography in the cutscenes is kind of surprising. It's no longer like video game cinematography. It really is closer to like movie cinematography, if that makes any sense, which is interesting. There's a whole weapon system where you're kind of buying weapons whenever you want to, and you kind of get points for collecting weapons you already own.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy weapons and buy like sort of accessories and add-on parts to them. So there's this really whole intricate customizing weapon system.
Sounds
and there are a lot of weapons in this game. There's not like the one sniper rifle and the one automatic weapon.
That's cool.
There are a lot of weapons in this game. Obviously, it's a gorgeous game. Definitely the best looking game I've seen. I haven't seen Crysis running in full capacity.
Right.
It's been an incredible experience so far. I don't really want to say anything else, I don't think.
I have had some time with Metal Gear Online. Not a whole lot of time.
Yeah, we talked about that in the beta a lot. Did you like the controls? I mean, the controls are different. I think they are improved. Like, the big thing is that you can move and shoot now.
Yeah.
And aim reasonably.
Yeah. One thing that was driving me nuts, switching, because I was going from Metal Gear Solid 3 to Metal Gear Online and back, because I switched it from circle to X being select.
Yeah.
So after I finally adjusted to it on 3, then I went to MGO and then went back. It was kind of crazy.
Metal Gear games used to always be weird because circle was always the confirm button.
Yeah.
But they finally switched out of
that. One thing that I find really odd is to create additional characters on your Konami ID in Metal Gear Online, you have to buy a slot. I just saw that and I was like, really? Like, people still can get away with that? Plus, I mean, Konami IDs are free. It's just the game ID slots you have to pay. So why don't you just get a bunch of
It's Japanese online gaming.
Yeah, it totally is.
They have no idea what's going on. They don't.
Oh. But, yeah, so...
Let's talk about Metal Gear Solid 3.
Okay.
And we could talk about some spoilers there. That game's been out forever.
Yeah. Seriously, you haven't played it by now. There's something wrong with you.
Shut up. God. I've been telling you forever that this game is amazing.
I know.
You wouldn't play through it.
Okay, well, let me explain.
I hate the clunky controls.
It's boring. I've started it three times, and all three times I play like the first 2 hours, and I'm like, ugh, I can't take this anymore, and I stop. So you guys were getting ready to leave for the midnight sale Wednesday night for MGA 4.
I was first in line, by the way. I just want to throw that out there.
And you mentioned that there might be like trivia. Well, I didn't want anything ruined, so I didn't go. So you guys left at 10 o'clock. I was, you know what? I'm going to play Metal Gear Solid 3. It's right behind me. So I start, and I play, and I get through that same damn 2 hours where you're shooting at these idiots running around with your damn pistol. It doesn't hurt them. Until I realized that the trank gun is in my backpack, and I didn't know how that worked. So once you finally pointed that out to me, I was like, oh, this is actually really easy. So well, I finally got through that.
Watching you try to get past one part, you have to fight the Ocelot squad or whatever.
Yeah,
that was painful.
So I finally did that. I did the duel with Ocelot. I came through the cave. That's usually about where I stop before. So I keep going. And it got really, really, really good.
Yeah,
finally started to click. And I saw the game that everybody's been talking about for the last, like, 5 years or whatever. But, yeah, it was great.
Do you still think controls are clunky? Do you still?
Oh, totally. I
never get that.
Had some issues.
I'll give you maybe melee attacks are kind of weird.
Yeah,
but I don't do it.
Like I said, I started playing it at 10 o'clock that night. I finished at 9 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah,
it's been a while since I've done a marathon session like that, so that was fun. Basically, I beat the game in 3 sittings. It would have been 2, except I had to leave to go take care of something the other day. And then just came right back to it. So about 16 hours, I believe, was my final time. And
okay,
here's what I mean. What I really like is that the game really stands on its own. Like, it's really its own contained story with everything wrapped up nicely at the end. Everything's explained to you, which I really appreciated.
You kind of got a grasp of all of the sort of double, triple crossing going on.
Yeah, it's a little complicated, but it's followable. You can figure it out.
Well, the confusing factor is Ocelot.
Yeah. One thing that disappointed me, I was telling you this, I didn't feel like the villains got a lot of character development.
I mean, maybe. Like, the kind of goon bosses are kind of usually that way. I mean, there's already a lot of cutscenes in the game. You can't develop.
Yeah, I know. But I was just like, well, his name's the Fury, and he's angry, so that's all you need to know. Go fight him.
But you know that the Fury was obviously involved in early space exploration.
Yeah, something there's like stuff
obviously
into
went
that,
well.
I guess.
He probably lost some oxygen in his brain or something.
Right.
Well, what about like the boss?
Oh, the fight itself. Well, that one.
No, not just the fight, but the character.
Oh, the boss.
Yeah.
I thought you meant...
No.
Okay. No, she was awesome.
I mean, how many video games have we seen try to, like, do, like, the whole mentor-student thing and make it seem meaningful and important?
Yeah,
and it really worked.
And it actually worked. For some reason, the modeling of her face, I don't know why I kept thinking this, but, like, it was really good.
Yeah.
Her face looked, like, almost photoreal for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good-looking game for the PS2.
Yeah, it really is. So, yeah, I mean, and also, I hated that part where you had to escort Eva at the end.
Oh, yeah, it's an escort mission. It's annoying.
Ugh. No one it seemed like the game mission. Was just rushing towards this great climax, and it came screeching to a halt.
Yeah, because like right before that, you're on the motorcycle, driving through the forest, shooting at, like, it's sort of like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, it really is. It was, like, awesome. And that happened. I was like, oh. But
then you fight the boss right away.
Yes, and like the ending cinematics and everything were great. It was a very good game.
I apologize
for having not played it sooner. Yeah. I loved it.
I know you did.
And now I can't wait to play 4.
I mean, I was not a huge Metal Gear Solid fan, really, until I played Metal Gear Solid 3. I mean, we didn't even really care about Metal Gear Solid 3 when it came out.
Well, the trailers were awful.
Yeah,
for
I didn't
it.
Like it. Yeah.
Go well, eat snake.
Well, the mark, and it's apparent in kind of how that game was received hype-wise compared to Metal Gear Solid 2 or Metal Gear Solid 4.
Mm-hmm.
People were kind of apathetic.
Also, I could not imagine playing that game with the fixed cameras.
Yeah,
I could not be done.
I never did, so I don't know how that would work.
I didn't even know you could switch back and forth so easily until you're like, when I was on the motorcycle, you're like, no, click the right stick. You get the cooler view here. And I was like, huh? Oh.
Now, what do you think?
And also, you know what else drove me nuts? That's the thing with the sorrow.
Well, when you didn't know what to do.
I don't see how anyone could.
Well, but you think it's awesome when, like, you have to switch your controller to the number 2 slot to fight Psycho Mantis.
Wasn't there a hint for that, though? Because I figured
not really.
And I don't really see how he would have figured that out unless someone told me that,
there's
too.
Kind of a hint. I don't know.
But there's no precedent for it. It's just, like, it's one of those things that, like, it seems that, again, happened more in Japanese games where, like, unless you go look at the fact online, you will not know how to beat this. It's gone back to, you know, Castlevania 2.
Yeah.
It really does.
I know. Yeah, but it is a cool sequel.
And I even had that idea that I had to take that revival pill. I just tried to do it when he was telling me it's time to wake up, and I'm standing there, and it wasn't selectable. And I'm like, well, that's not it.
During the continue screen.
Yeah. But, in the, you know, like that whole going down the river and seeing all the guys who killed, that was cool the first time. The fourth time, I was really sick of it.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, you know, you could have... Well, never mind. Anyways, one of my favorite parts of that game is going up that ladder and the theme song.
That was cool.
I like that. What do you think of, like, sort of the intricate systems in the game? Kind of like the whole eating thing, the stamina, and, like, the constantly changing camo? Because those things aren't really in Metal Gear Solid 4.
They aren't?
Well, there's... Camo works differently because remember you have the octo camo. That's not a spoiler.
I like the idea of the systems.
You have a camo index.
I like the idea of them, but they were a little clunkily implemented. Like you're in the middle of this heated battle, some cool music's playing. You're like, hang on, gotta eat. You push pause, all the music stops. You go through these kind of plain Jane menus, click your buttons around, get it. Then you gotta go and like remove the gunshot wound and to do the same thing five times.
But I kind of liked how it was a very different sort of health system in that. Yeah. Oh, it's the not, they don't hurt you near as much as in the other games.
No.
And you don't just take an item to heal yourself. There's life medicine. Well, there are, yeah. But they don't even heal you very much and they're few and far in between.
Yes, I think I used 4 throughout the entire
game. Right, and rations, how many of those would you use?
Yeah, seriously. There was one more thing I was just about to say, and then you cut in.
How about the end? Everyone always talks about that. You might as well give
it. That took me 45 minutes. I enjoyed it.
It's long. I think it hurts a little bit, just hardware limitations, that you have to switch between 3 areas in the game.
Yeah, it would have been cooler if it was just one big open area, for sure.
Right.
But, you know, I figured out, like, my way of getting him was I figured out that you could see his footprints with the thermal.
Yeah.
Because I noticed I could see
his
footprints.
There's a lot of tricks. You can see the glare of his... rifle. Sometimes I'll fall asleep, you can see the Z's, you know.
Yeah, so I snuck up behind him and held him up every time, and I got his ammo and or his camo and his rifle. So that was cool.
Going back to Metal Gear Solid 4 for a second, one of my favorite part of the game so far is just non-gameplay wise, is there's a part of the game where they kind of really explain everything that happens in between Metal Gear Solid 3 and like Metal Gear, like, you know, the NES game,
right?
Or MSX, if you would hate me for saying NES. Which is just, it's great how everything is just explained perfectly.
That's good. Also, too, I just want to say, I was actually very impressed with how well they handled the relationship between Snake and Eva in that game.
Right.
I was buying it.
Yeah.
I was really bummed when she turned out to be a Chinese spy.
I mean, people say, you know, Metal Gear Solid has a lot of too many cinematics, but I think it's one of the games that can tell at least a decent story.
Right. I mean, I think the problem is, and this was, I think, a problem for me going into it, I think Metal Gear Solid 2 really ruined a lot of people on the game and made, like, that's why people are so anti-cinematic now in these games, is because a lot of the ones in 2 were just like, ugh.
Yeah, well, yeah, 2.
Ugh.
2 is the low point of this.
But, like, remember we were talking about 2 when you replayed it, and I was talking about that cutscene with the bomb guy, and just how poorly done and slow it was and redundant it was. There was nothing like that in 3. People never repeated each other. There weren't, like, no awkward movements. It really moved.
Right.
It had a good pace. And the game itself had a good pace. Like, it would do a good job of, you know, you gotta sneak through all these areas and get past all these guys, and now we're just gonna, like, throw you into some environmental navigation where you gotta get through all this area. There's really not, like, a lot of action. And now here's a boss fight, and now you gotta climb through this corridor, and now here's, again, another guarded area. It just kept, like, changing it up enough that you weren't, like, bored or frustrated.
Right. I mean, it's one of my favorite games.
Yes. It was very good.
All right, we talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
There's anything else? Like,
we
boss fights are good in Metal Gear Solid 4, in case people are wondering.
Oh, good.
I mean, I just, you know, obviously try it. Even if you don't really like Metal Gear, you think you don't, I think you need at least experience
our
it.
Our dad even tried it.
Yeah,
that was
God
funny.
Bless him.
Oh, you missed it. That was amusing. He's like Otacon's cutting into the thing. He's going, Snake, didn't you hear me? Go north. He's like, where's north? I'm like, look at your compass. Wait, where is it?
Have you seen the very beginning of the game?
No, I just saw him running around in that same video we saw the Assassin's Creed.
Right, okay.
Except he wasn't dressed in the Assassin's Creed garb. Right. It was just that, so I didn't really like ruin anything.
I can't wait to find out what kind of secrets you get. Because you always get fun stuff when you
Well, that is unlockable, the Altair.
Yeah,
question.
I know that is one of them, but like, I want to get the stealth camouflage or whatever.
But, all right, so moving on from Metal Gear. We reactivated our World of Warcraft
accounts. We played that a little bit. We just messed around with some Blood Elves.
Yeah, that was fun.
You know, they have a good starting area.
Yeah, it's nice.
We got level 8 in the sitting. It was fun. I need to get my dwarfs to level 55 so I can make a Death Knight win.
You'll do it. I gave you that Tom mod, so that's...
Yeah.
That's nice.
Tom. That mod helper. With the giant arrow that
it's
points
like,
me...
It's like, go here.
But, like, it's almost like, man, am I even, like, playing a game anymore?
I kind of wonder that, too.
I guess I'm kind of having fun, so whatever. It's not like I'm miserable. I've been playing Well, we found our old Super Nintendo, and I tried clicking it up, and I couldn't get it working, but you just blew into it or something.
That's like I said, the old magic's worth best.
Yeah, and I've been playing some Yoshi's Island 2 lately, which has been fun.
I played a little bit of it, too. It's a great game. Uh-huh. It's like you said, it's weird to actually be playing it on a Super Nintendo as opposed to like a classic controller or on an emulator.
Yeah, I know, honestly.
I suggest everyone find your old SNES or your Genesis and hook it up. You'd be amazed how cool the experience actually is.
Yeah, it'll be all fun. Like, I'm playing Yoshi's Island again.
Yeah. Still works. Off.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's a great game. I don't think I know I at least saw someone beat it. I can't remember if I did.
No, I know one of us did, because the final boss, you fought Baby Bowser.
Yeah, I know one of us beat it. I just don't remember if I beat it.
I called it. It was me.
Okay. It's a long game.
Yeah, it's a platformer. Very good game.
I mean, I think it must be at least 6 worlds, and each world has 8 stages.
And that's a game whose graphics still hold up today.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that Wind Waker thing going.
It does.
Where there's a lot of art style that makes it very timeless.
Yeah, it holds up better than Yoshi's Story does.
Ugh.
Have you played anything else?
I'm trying to think what I did earlier in the week. I mean, Wednesday was Metal Gear.
It's been a Warcraft lot of Metal before Gear. That. I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, Metal Gear, really.
I feel like there was a demo I played that was worth talking about.
That's not been too worth talking about.
Yeah. Play more Civ Rev, that demo. I also played the Civ 4 demo on PC, finally. Problem is, it's the same. They're both 100-turn demos.
But you probably can't get very much done in Civ 4.
Civ 4 is much slower. Like, things take more turns. So it was really hard to get a feel for the game with the turn limitation. I almost, like, to get the game with all its expansions on Steam is 60, but just the core game is 30. I almost wonder if I might just get the core game and not worry about it.
No, that's right.
But I honestly think I'm just going to wait for Civ Rev. I think I'm good until July 8th.
Yeah, I
want to
play Civ Rev. But I'm going to be getting that. I also want to get Soul Calibur 4 this summer still. I'm not sure what other games I'm buying this summer. What else? What are big game releases still this summer?
When's Fable come out?
Oh, that can't
August
be,
or September, didn't they say?
No, I can't be this summer.
Or no, Too Human August or September.
Well,
that might be good.
Maybe. It also might be the next Hellgate London.
Yeah, that's true.
Except people are sort of more down on this one from the get-go.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for Dennis Dyack.
I do, too. He seems like actually a very nice guy.
Well, maybe. I don't know. He seems protective. I can understand why he'd be upset. But, you know, if the game's good, it'll do well, I'm sure. If they can get... That game should be marketable. If you can market Assassin's Creed to be a huge hit, you should be able to market Two Humans.
Seriously. Well, it's interesting. It's got a kind of a futuristic Norse mythology thing going.
Yeah.
Sounds like interesting and unique setting, at least.
Well, maybe. I mean, just because it has a North mythology thing, that doesn't mean, like, oh, it's inspired something. It's automatically cool. Like, I told you this earlier. Someone I know, Pishu, said this when we were doing the Squadron of Shame podcast.
Squadron of Shame podcast. Go check it out.
Yeah. There's going to be a new one coming up. We did Silent Hill 2, so check that out. But I already talked about Silent Hill 2 on here a little bit. But basically he said, you know, Gilligan's Island, some guy did this kind of, he wrote this book about how, you know, each character in Gilligan's Island, there's 7 of them, they each represent one of the deadly sins.
Right.
Gilligan is sloth, the skipper is gluttony, the millionaire is greed, the professor is pride, and that. Now, does that make Gilligan's Island brilliant? No, it's Gilligan's Island.
Right, right. It's not a deep work of art.
Right, so... Just because, you know, because that's what gets me, because, like, I have, like, a friend who thinks, like, for some reason God of War is, like, more legitimate, like, closer to art as a video game because it's about Greek mythology, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, no.
It's really not.
First off, it's like, spinning Greek mythology completely around crazy-ass
backwards.
Remember
our old high school English teacher who thought, like, Indiana Jones was this great biblical work because there were, like, 7s and 3s and 10s in it?
She was, yeah, God. She had a field day with the Matrix. Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. She never saw the other two, though.
That's
good
all right.
For her.
A lot of people didn't. They're better off for it.
I think a lot of people saw the second one once.
Yeah. Kip's never seen the third one.
You told me.
How big of a Matrix fan was he? He never even saw the third one.
I never seen someone able to kill a franchise so quickly.
Yeah, seriously.
Except for... Well, I should say... I mean, Sega's been trying with Sonic, but it still keeps kind of limping, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Still manages to still exist.
So, should we mention, I guess this is what we've been playing, but it's still an important event. We went to an Iron Maiden concert this week. I think it's worth bringing
I
up.
I mean, I enjoy myself immensely. I don't want to talk about it.
No, I just want to say that as you said yourself at the concert when you shouted it while holding a lighter aloft, I've never seen you happier.
Yeah.
I really haven't. It was actually kind of touching.
Iron Maiden is by far, far and away my favorite band, and I've been wanting to see them live for a while. But
it was a great concert.
They haven't come near the area since I got into them about 4 years ago, really. So, and I have a friend who was into it, and they finally came. They came to Blossom, which is near Cleveland, which is just about an hour away. So we finally went to the concert. We had lawn seats that were great. We got to see everything. They played an amazing set list. All of their hits, really.
All of Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Yeah, all of Rime of the Ancient Mariner. The 14-long epic. And the set pieces were incredible. A giant Eddie came out of a giant pyramid at one point. A cyborg Eddie came out and battled the guitarist from the band. I mean, there were fireworks, and it was an amazing show. I was freaking out. I had a great time at that.
All right.
But that's all we'll say about that. It's not game related. Although, did you know there is an Iron Maiden game?
No way. We need to find it and play it.
It's what it is there's a best of album they created called Ed Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a CD. I think they always had one copy of it at Best Buy for the longest time. But also in it is a first-person shooter where you play as Eddie. He's kind of walking around sort of landscapes inspired by Iron Maiden cover arts, and they're just sort of playing Iron Maiden songs in the background.
That sounds awesome. We need to find
it. I bet it's terrible.
We need to find it.
That's Ed Hunter.
Ah. All right. Well, shall we talk about some downloadable games?
All right.
On the Virtual Console, Dig Dug, the NES classic. Well, I prefer Dig Dug.
Too. How much do they want me to pay for Dig Dug?
For some reason, 600 points instead of 500.
Whoa. Really? Now, are you sure that's right?
That's what the press release says.
Dig Dug is like worth more than other NES games.
What the hell?
It's just Dig Dug.
Oh, these companies are pissing me off. The other one is Biomiracle Bokutte.
Oh, Bokutte. This is called Butt.
Uppa. It's a Japanese game on the NES, so that's 600.
I like seeing all these. I don't understand why the import has 600. Are you sure it's not a typo? Because usually the imports are a little bit more.
I don't know, and I don't understand why the imports are more. It's not like they localize them. They're just the same thing.
I don't know.
Whatever. An action game released in 1988. You take the role of Baby Oopa, the prince of the Akuyu Kingdom.
You don't need to go into details. I'm sure it's Japanese.
Then WiiWare saw My Pokemon Ranch,
which isn't really so much a game, right?
Yeah, what is it exactly? I don't even know.
It's just kind of you can put your Pokemon on it, you can put a Mii on it, and they kind of interact with each other. I'm not really sure.
Kind of a 3D show off thing for your Pokemon,
right? Might not be worth the 1,000 Wii points. I don't know,
right?
So what about Xbox Live?
We got Frogger 2.
Now wait, is Frogger 2 an old game I never heard of? Or
I think it's kind of a reskin Frogger with some multiplayer.
Remember how there was actually that kind of weird Frogger revival on the PlayStation that wasn't that bad?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the aforementioned Wolf of the Battlefield Commando 3 with the Street Fighter 2 HD beta invites. Siphon Filter is the end game. Siphon Filter 3 was the last
high-profile PlayStation game I remember coming out.
Yeah, our buddy was really into Siphon Filter. Remember that, Jonathan?
You like Siphon Filter?
Yeah, a lot.
You're right, actually. I never got into it.
And GameTap, I didn't type these because the browser crashed on me, but it's actually the Earthworm Jim Trilogy. The first two games from the Genesis, Earthworm Jim 3D on Windows, and then they also released Sacred Gold, which was a Diablo clone, but it's one of the better ones.
Too bad it's not the Sega CD version of Earthworm Jim 2.
Oh, I know. It had the better music, or even the Saturn version.
Was there a Saturn? Is that what I'm thinking? Maybe?
Yeah, we had it on Saturn. I think it was on Sega. No, maybe it was on Sega CD.
Are you sure it was Saturn?
No, 100% positive.
I want to look into that later, maybe. Okay. I don't know about that. We'll see. All right. So there about normal games. All right, well, I'll do this. Deadliest Catch, Alaskan Storm for the 360.
I want to try this.
What the heck are you doing? Catching crabs?
Yeah. Dude, have you seen the show?
I haven't, but I heard it's really good.
Oh.
Okay. Wacky Races, Crash and Dash, Wii and DS, June 17th.
Is it the same? Yeah. Oh, it is the cartoon. With Dick Dastardly?
Oh, it actually has like Dick Dastardly and stuff.
Oh, dude, we got to get this.
It's probably stupid.
That like the first like cel-shaded game, even like before Jet Set Radio?
It was called Wacky Races, or maybe Wacky Racers, but it didn't have like that, it didn't have like the Hanna-Barbera characters.
I thought it did.
It did not. Oh. It was weird. Secret Agent Clink for the PSP, June 17th.
I've heard a lot of complaints about this game.
Yeah, I haven't heard very many good things. Requiem, Bloody Mare.
I find this game hilarious. June 15th. This game's basic selling point is that it is the bloodiest and goriest MMO there is. So bloody and gory, they called it Bloody Mare. This has got to be the worst game ever made.
No, wait a second. Wasn't Mortal Kombat marketed as the bloodiest and goriest fight
game? Yeah, but they didn't call it, like, Bloody Battle.
Maybe they should have.
It's called Bloody Mare.
Bloody Combat. Okay. The Political Machine, 2008, PC.
I've never played this series before, and I actually heard it's quite a lot of fun. It's just kind of a simulation of running a campaign.
There you go. If you want to run a campaign. I could run a campaign for not having stupid games. Zing.
Okay, keep going.
Fatal Inertia EX, PS3.
Did we talk about this before?
June 13th. I don't know. It's an aerial combat racing game. I think so.
Yeah.
Space Invaders Extreme for the PSP and DS.
I heard 2017. This is quite good. This is kind of like what Pac-Man Championship Edition was for the original Pac-Man.
Right, and at the same time, we have Arkanoid DS for the DS, June 17th.
Also supposed to be not bad.
We also have Code Lyoko, Fall of X-A-N-A for DS.
Xana.
Well, X period, A period, N.
Based on the fourth season of the show? What's the show?
I do not know. Maybe some Nickelodeon thing now. Yeah. Tamagotchi Connection, Corner Shop 3, DS, June 17th. Must be a popular series.
There
were two in one? Yeah. Heroes of the Pacific, PSP, quarter... I mean, it's coming out. I don't know what the heck it is. World War II aerial combat game for PSP. Imagine Rockstar DS, June 17th. You know, for all you people who, you know, want to be like a pop star.
The 411.
Yes. Oh, my top 10 list. Again, Derek wasn't here. Maybe. I think he said he was on vacation, but I'm pretty sure he might have just wanted to play Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on to you, Robbins.
Right. I don't know. We'll see. So, anyways, I covered for him, and I saw he didn't do Final Fantasy.
So, long-time listeners of our podcast are probably like, oh, God, we thought it was gone.
No, yeah, that's right, because people remember, you may remember, or if not, let me tell you.
We have a lot of new people, so go ahead, tell them.
We originally chronicled, when the podcast began, I was on a sort of a six-month
odyssey
of beating Final Fantasies 1 through 10 in 6 months, and... you know, I chronicled it on the podcast, and, you know, I went right through them. And I beat 12 before, and I played a little bit 11, so I thought I was a decent authority to say which of the top – what are the top 10 Final Fantasy installments? I said installments because, you know, no Tactics, no Crystal Chronicles, no X2 even. So let's, you know, go through it. You know, obviously, don't get worked up over it. It's my list. I kind of feel bad for Derek now. I kind of know what he has to go through sometimes. So number 10 is Final Fantasy 1.
The first one.
Yeah.
I also really like this little dot art thing of the mage.
Right. I sort of, he always has pictures after everything, so I sort of like hastily like grabbed pictures and like Google search and like, here's a picture. I feel kind of bad because like the picture I got for Final Fantasy 12 has a GameSpy watermark on it. I didn't notice. And then they used it to promote it on the front page. I'm like, oops. Number 9 is Final Fantasy 2. I don't really want to talk much about these in detail.
Yeah, I understand.
The list. I'll just go through the list. 8 is Final Fantasy 4.
Why so low?
Everyone's so mad at me. Everyone's so mad that Final Fantasy IV is so low. Final Fantasy IV is practically an NES game. It the biggest contribution it made is the active time battle system. If you say it made leaps and bounds in stories, I don't know what, you know, golden little book you read every night, but it's not all that deep. 2 had about as adequate a story as 4, I think.
Oh, wow.
Final Fantasy VII, number 7. Ironically enough, everyone got belongs. Some people were mad at that, but at this point,
other people seem to really agree, though.
What? People are split, but I kind of feel bad because people who agree are like, yeah, man, you tell them. But I like Final Fantasy VII, but at this point, I like all of these.
Right.
Like, number 5 is Final Fantasy VIII. I mean, number 6 is Final Fantasy IX. I love Final Fantasy IX. 5 is Final Fantasy VIII, which I really like. A lot of people did not like Final Fantasy VIII being that high.
I also would disagree. I think I'd swap 8 and 9.
Well, people who don't like 8 there want say it's the worst. There's people who just hate Final Fantasy 8. And I don't blame them because, like I said, the beginning of it is absolutely horrible and slow. So I don't blame people if they can't get into it. Number 4 is Final Fantasy 5. 3 is Final Fantasy 10. 2 is Final Fantasy 12. People were not happy with that.
Which, they're wrong.
I love
it. They're just wrong. I'm so sick of people saying, oh, it wasn't Final Fantasy. It played itself. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's weird because it seems like Final Fantasy fans don't like Final Fantasy XII, but like it's popular. It's just like not with Final, like the kind of message board going,
right?
Cosplaying.
They're just wrong.
Number 1 is Final Fantasy VI. No one seemed to complain about that.
Indeed.
But yeah, I had 34 comments. Some people got quite mad at me.
This is the best comment ever. What the fuck? FF7 is the best. You lol.
But there's one person I want to find here. First off, I like people who complain that like Tactics wasn't on there. when I even said when it in the very explained. Beginning. Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't read.
No, well, they didn't. This one from Smoka Joka. This list is officially retarded. Final Fantasy VII is easily one of the top three Final Fantasy games, at least. 12 was garbage and 10 was all right. 6, 7, 8 are top three, and in that order, best times for the Final Fantasy series, and you just smudged your reputation with that garbage opinion.
I'm shocked you didn't put Final Fantasy X-2 as the number one game. That's how bad you put. Now, wait a second. This guy is. Oh, wait, never mind. I was reading.
Well, I later said, like, he kind of agreed with me on almost half the things. Because I like Final Fantasy 6, 7, and 8. He says they're top. I don't know. Whatever. So, but I feel for you a bit more, Derek. I had fun doing it, though.
I started reading this. I was like, wow, this guy's saying exactly what you said. It's you.
Well, I had to respond a little bit.
That's great.
But, I hope you were happy with it, Derek. And if you ever need help again, I'll be there.
Yes.
You know, I'll take another beating for you. Mark Salmela did the last Beyond the Special. It was a look ahead at Metal Gear Solid 4 for the time, but now it's out. So I don't know if you really need to look at that.
I just feel like I want to play Portable Ops now.
I'm about to ask you that. It's not. It's fun.
It's like Sagan and all those guys are even in it, right?
Sagan, not really.
I just saw his voice actor was credited in
Maybe
it.
Maybe he is, now I think about it. Paramedic has a bit part. You know who's in it is Roy Campbell.
Oh.
First time he meets Big Boss.
Nice.
It's interesting. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, play it maybe after Metal Gear Solid 4.
Because
Metal Gear Solid 4 will tell you everything that you learn in that.
Right. Another were articles, The Forgotten PC Games by Chris Vicari. He talks about games that deserve sequels and probably will never see them. Take Beyond Good and Evil off the list, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
The Hall of Shame, Dishonorable Mention 3, Brain Farts by Vincent Chiucci. Damn it.
He explained it to me at one point.
Yeah,
and I forgot.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
The Wonder Years, Rock and Roll Racing. Remember that game?
I do remember that
game. Had some great mini versions of. Yeah, that was Blizzard. Great game.
Right.
Achievement Unlocked. He takes a look at 10 games coming out this year that might well change the way we look at achievements right. Again. Rod Orchesky.
Armando Rodriguez has some first impressions from Metal Gear Solid 4.
Note, may contain spoilers.
Right. And then there's my 10th hour.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on there.
All right. I have an email.
You have an email?
As soon as your browser does not lock up. Okay, sweet.
It's not locking up. You just have too much crap open. So from David Redke.
Crap, it's the stuff we use.
Well, it's a lot of little tabs. I just, you know, my computer can only handle so many tabs. Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, David dropped me a mic, me a mail to you as well. He's titled, Thanks for the Name Drop. You're quite welcome. He says, while I'm glad that you gave me a feel for the game, I was going to download the demo for Ninja Gaiden 2, but I don't really feel like downloading the whole thing. I have Sigma, and I'm glad that 2 is a jump from Sigma. I can save my money. Even though glasses, wears sunglasses indoors, except people with some type of neurological impairment like Rain Man or Awakenings. I mean, what the fuck is he doing?
Hey, wait a second. I know who wears glasses indoors. You do. Like in church today.
I was walking in. I hadn't taken them out yet.
You were like
my
inside,
case.
About to sit out. You sit down before
you set them down in the pew.
God.
Anyway, I think it's all a bit fishy. They knew that the game isn't going to be a leap graphically from Sigma, and this controversy was needed to boost sales.
Nah, I don't buy into that conspiracy theory, David.
Well, let me finish. I think he was PMSing about Sigma because he knows that his pride and joy couldn't outperform that game. That must have really rubbed him the wrong way. I guess some people don't like to dig their foot out of their mouth. About Derek Robbins, between the name drop and getting a pirate ship from Derek, I'm making out like a fucking bandit.
Nice. I mean, I find it easier to believe that he's just upset because about the whole money thing. I mean,
Well, the rumor is now that 36 employees have left with him, and they're all suing.
Yeah, so I think there's some more substance to that.
Yeah, I really don't think he would be doing anything to really boost the sales of Ninja Gaiden since he now no longer works there and has
kind of
lost control of the series.
Kind of negative press for Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, if anything.
Right.
But I do agree, like I said this before too, I think Sigma really kind of killed some of the whatever visual wow 2 might have had.
Right. Yeah, that is.
Don't you have Sigma?
Yeah.
You even play it?
I played it a little bit. I liked the demo a lot. Then I played it and all of a sudden I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I always liked the demo for those games. I'm like,
I mean, apparently you didn't like the demo for Ninja
Gaiden
2.
Well, yeah. Well, I finally learned my lesson, I think.
God. I hope Chris did beat Metal Gear Solid 4. He's playing it the whole time. And he insisted that he almost beat it. And I'm like, no, you're not. Ending's going to be it's going to take forever.
Indeed.
You'll get your chance.
I guess I just got to wait till tomorrow to play it, huh?
I'll tell you what.
I'm going to go home and play some Warcraft.
No, if Chris is done, I'll let you start it.
Okay, cool. I will do that.
I kind of want to see your impressions, actually.
All right, great.
Let's get him on there.
He's got to stop. He's got a test tomorrow.
Yeah, well, if he's in the ending, what are you going to do?
Right.
We can pause. We'll kill some time. If he's not dying, we'll play some Smash Bros. Or something.
Okay.
I need some root beer to get this horrible greasy
taste. Yeah, this stuff, I'm dumping it. It's gross.
Are you hungry? Happened. You want to get food? I'm not too hungry. I'm not really hungry either.
No.
Is there something we can do?
We'll find something.
I want to have some fun, Ash Guy.
All right.
The night is young.
Indeed.
And I'm not going to play Metal Gear Solid 4 immediately, so. What am I going to do once I beat Metal Gear Solid 4? What's next for you?
For me, what's next?
Well, you're going
to have... I'm going to continue my epic quest to finally get to Outland in Warcraft, I think.
All right. I want to play Beyond Good and Evil. I want to finish Beyond Good and Evil finally.
Ooh, a noble goal.
Also,
get it on Steam.
Also, I want to explore the Thief series finally, which I know.
Oh yeah, we'll do that when we're done. I'll download that for you. That. Keep forgetting that. Yeah,
cool. Apparently, someone told me that what I really need to check out is the original, the gold version of the original Thief.
I had that at one point. I don't know where it is.
I'm sure it's easy to kind of get.
Yeah,
it's probably abandoned more by now, right?
We hope.
It will be soon.
Hey, so says we.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this puppy up.
No way, let's drag it on for 4 minutes.
We'll hit the hour mark.
Let's not.
I like how we kind of just kind of ramble about stuff at the end. I think it's a fun.
Do you
want to
talk about how you caught the kid who passed out in church today?
Oh, I did catch a kid who passed out in church today, but I didn't really want to. But you know,
that's the story.
The Minotti family kind of sprung into action today.
Well, not me and Chris so much.
You helped out. You played your role.
I directed the cues.
To not walk on the kid lying on the ground where our parents were.
The priest, he knew what to do. He's you know, moving the, you know, where we're going to get our Eucharist. And, like, some woman was, like, going up to him, like, no, you know, we never go there. And, like, the priest was like,
there's a kid on the floor.
Finally, she's kind of walked away, and I'm like, the priest kind of gave me a funny look, like, I don't know, Father. These people.
Yes.
What did you really want to say then?
I don't know.
No, you said you wanted to say something, then I interrupted you.
No, I was just saying, you know, we just kind of talk about whatever.
You said, oh, wait, that reminds me of something I wanted to say, and then I said, hey,
talk about... Oh, yeah, it did, but now I forget it.
This is fascinating stuff.
I know.
I hope all of our... the new supply of green tea we have doesn't taste like this.
Yeah, this is kind of troubling.
I really do, because, I mean, I kind of live on this stuff.
You do, it's true.
I mean, there's bottles of it everywhere down here. And I mean, I'll just kind of waste away without my green tea.
Well, you got to find a new beverage of choice.
I can finally just start drinking water.
Oh, no. What's the world coming to?
God.
All right. I think we really are done now.
Okay, then. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. You know, if you're still listening.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to be on the Squadron of Shame Squadcast.
Yes, yeah, so let's plug that. I'm in it, too.
Yeah, we're finishing up the show, and you coming at the end like, hey, let me say hi. I'm like, guys, here's Ash Guy. Hey, everybody. Like, oh, hey, Ash Guy. I was like, okay, go away.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we talked about Silent Hill 2 for quite a while. I don't really say so much because I was up all the previous night playing Metal Gear Solid 4.
Understandable.
And I was like, yeah, Silent Hill 2.
Woo!
Okay, but that'll be – it might not be up quite yet when this comes out. It'll be up
on
SquadronofShame.com.
Also, if I may pimp something I did too, if you go to funnyordie.com and check out a video called Our House, uploaded by a guy, the username is Fubarius, I believe, it's David Civarella. It's a short film, me and two buddies filmed in December. We filmed a sequel to it this weekend. So look for that.
Speaking of David Civarella / Fubarius.
Oh yeah, this is kind of gaming news.
Well, yeah, he's been working on Machinima. Is that
Machinima.
Machinima for World of Warcraft for a while, and he's sort of making a feature length movie, and he released a trailer of it on WarcraftMovies.com. And I mean, it's
getting top billing on their site.
Yeah, he's almost out. I think he's at 70,000 views right now.
It's a fantastic trailer. The movie looks like it'll be good. Everyone, please go check that out. Yeah, you do.
You won't see me in the trailer. I have like a line in the full movie.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone, please go check that out. Actually, because he's been working on that.
Yeah,
since
he's been
December.
Working on that nonstop.
And Seth from Voices, an entire one man effort. Yeah. Very admirable.
I kind of want to send that to Kotaku or something.
Maybe we should. Let's do that when we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they posted things before, especially if you explain how it's just basically, it's practically one person except for voice acting.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, everyone.
Do we do the addresses?
Well, yeah, and no, of course, didn't. You can contact me at tokoto@gmail.com. Contact AJ at adguy711@gmail.com.
Yep, and visit us on the web at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, iTunes Music Store, and...
iTunes Music Store.
Or you can just Google Mike's name. It's like our dad did this week.
I can see search results for people looking for the show.
Yeah, we can see how they get to it.
And I saw, like, there was someone who searched Mike Minotti and got the show. I'm like, that's a little creepy.
Was there someone who searched the Great American Ad Guy Gaming
Yeah,
Quiz?
You, yeah.
It wasn't me.
You, we get a lot of hit. We get, like, at least a hit a day for somebody searching Team Fortress 2 podcast, because you called one of the shows Team Fortress or something. Or you have, like, a blog post on it about Team Fortress 2. And whenever someone searches Final Fantasy podcast, though, because I made a blog post about Final Fantasy Tactics once. So we can get a lot of people that way.
That's okay. So stay with us.
Hey, we did get that 1 hour mark.
All right, good
job.
Well,
there's some leeway in the beginning, but I think we're safe.
All right, sweet. All right,
so, okay, I guess goodbye for reals.
Take care.
Bye.
Toodles.